From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Mexican police have arrested four men in connection with the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent in San Diego County. Agent Robert Rosas was shot to death last week as he investigated a possible border incursion. It's the first such shooting death of an agent in more than a decade. U.S. authorities have arrested one man who was hurt and hospitalized him. The Mexican ambassador to the United States says both countries are cooperating and that Rosas's death is a tragic example of violence that both countries face at their common border. In the Kurdistan region of northern Iraq, a new political movement has delivered a surprising blow in parliamentary and presidential elections. This may affect ethnic tension between Kurds and Arabs in Iraq. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports from Sulaymaniyah.
Supporters of the change movement came out in the streets Sunday morning waving flags and honking horns after they heard preliminary results pointing to an historic upset against the two Kurdish political parties that have ruled Kurdistan for decades. Led by dissidents from one of the two parties, the change movement exploited a wave of discontent with government corruption and inefficiency. After a voter turnout reaching 70%, the established parties may still have eked out enough votes to form a government, but the change movement has shifted the political landscape in Iraqi Kurdistan and may even force a reshuffling of the Kurdish representation in Baghdad. The election will have a direct consequence on the continuing Kurdish-Arab land disputes, which American officials believe are a key stumbling block to leaving behind a stable Iraq when U.S. troops leave in 2012. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Sulaymaniyah, Iraqi Kurdistan.
President Obama's special envoy for the Middle East, George Mitchell, has held talks in Syria with President Bashar al-Assad. The United States wants Syria's help in forging a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians. Mitchell said afterwards only a comprehensive peace agreement between Israel and the Arabs would allow the region to reach its full potential. The BBC's Linda Sinjab reports from Damascus.
Syria, like all its neighbors, needs real peace to achieve its full potential, said Mr. Mitchell. But he stressed the need for all parties to be involved, the Arabs and the Israelis. Syria sees the visit as an important step forward in achieving peace. Following Mr. Mitchell's visit last month, the State Department announced it would soon send an ambassador back to Damascus. Syria has cooperated on regional issues such as Iraq, but its relation with Iran and its support for militant groups like Hezbollah and Hamas are still issues of concern for the peace talks to move forward.
Lena Sinjab reporting from Damascus. The premier bicycling race in the world, the Tour de France, concludes today in Paris. The winner is expected to be Spanish cyclist Alberto Contador, who's won the Tour before. Multiple Tour winner Lance Armstrong is currently in third place. This is NPR. The astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Endeavour will deliver experiments for a Japanese lab on the International Space Station today. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has details.
The experiment package includes a telescope that detects X-rays coming from stars and galaxies and equipment that studies the environment around the space station. The 13 crew members had a day off on Saturday, which gave Endeavour Commander Mark Polansky a chance to catch up on sending internet messages with Twitter.
At first for me it was a one-way thing where I just transmitted, and then I actually figured out that people responded, I could read, and then I could respond to them. So it's been a big learning experience.
Two astronauts will make the fifth and final spacewalk of Endeavour's mission to the orbiting complex on Monday. Endeavour undocks from the station on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
A domestic partnership law that was scheduled to take effect today in Washington state remains on hold. It lets people who are registered partners but not legally married receive benefits that married couples have, such as rights to adoption, inheritance, pensions, and other obligations. Both gay and straight couples will be able to take advantage of the law. Opponents say this undermines traditional marriage. They have collected tens of thousands of signatures to force the matter to a statewide vote. Supporters say even if the issue does go to a vote, they're confident that Washington state voters will uphold it. Thousands of people around the world have gathered this weekend to protest the Iranian government's repression of political dissidents. Human rights groups such as Amnesty International has called for protests in 80 cities from the United States to Europe and some small demonstrations in Asian countries. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.